Everyone was quiet again, then went on. As for succession, we do not advise, but we will not help you find someone we think is too flawed to rule. If you find him yourself, against our recommendation, then we will see. Parks, following all this, began to have a curious feeling that she had already what clues she needed, if only she had the peace and quiet to put them together. But for the next hour, no one had peace and quiet. The council roiled with excitement. They calculated how old the prince must be. They tried to guess who and where, and surprise the elf into an answer. Pox stood aside, listening, trying to think, trying to fix every word that had been said in her memory. Finally, when the same people began to repeat the same words, she raised her hand. They fell silent. Lords and ladies, high elves, counselors, I say again that this is my quest, to find your prince and restore the rightful king to your throne. I cannot make this quest without your support, for you must agree to accept the king I bring you. She was surprised to find herself saying this, but went on. The gods surely knew what they did when they took over her tongue. I will return with your true king, or his heirs. Is this agreeable? They argued a while longer. Some thought they'd rather have a paladin already there than a mysterious lost prince who, according to the elves, wasn't worth finding anyway. But Pox insisted that she would not take the crown. And finally, they agreed. Amrothlin looked long in her eyes before nodding at last. If you find him, and if you can show us that his anger will not break the kingdom to bits, we will accept him. And if we can, we will restore his elven powers. As the High Lord wills, and Gerd gives grace, Amrothlin, I believe the prince will be found, and found able to rule, else this quest would not be laid on me.
May it be so, said Amrothlin gravely. May it be so indeed that the powers of evil find their plots spoiled, and the House of the Fountain break forth in joy.
I will ask questions, said Pox, that you would be wise to answer. His eyebrows went up, and a mocking smile touched his mouth.
You would teach wisdom to elves, paladin?
Well, it may come to that, but we shall see. I will answer as I can, for our honor and his.